This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to The Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my ultimate pleasure to have in the studio Dr. Hatham al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio today.
JazakAllah khair.
Well, Doctor, we're talking about Zadaqah, and I want to take this time again today. We're going to talk about Zadaqah al-Fitr, but before I do so, I want to talk about very quickly the virtues of Zadaqah before we move on to this very important subject.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. As we said, there are so many other virtues of giving Sadaqah. One of the most important virtues of sadaqah is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, when he was addressing Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said that ittaqu an-nara, put a shield between you and the fire of hell, with anything you can do, walaw bishiqq tamra, even by giving a sadaqah of half a date.
Yes.
Half a date. You know a date?
Yes.
Half of it.
Yes.
Give it a sadaqah. It might be what? It might be the screen between you and the fire of hell.
Yes.
SubhanAllah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do not find that piece of date, or if you could not pay that piece of date as a sadaqah, then bi kalimatin tayyibah, by having a good word.
Yes.
To others, speaking nicely to others. So, imagine this half a date will be considered what? Will be considered sadaqah that might save you from the fire of hell at the day of resurrection.
Yes.
Subhanallah al-Azim. And this reminds us of the importance of doing good deeds in general. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, "Waf'alu al-khayr." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu ma'rufin sadaqah." In fact, this opens another subject. Maybe we do not have time for it, but the other subject is any good deed is considered to be a sadaqah.
Subhanallah.
And that's why when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There is a sadaqah compulsory upon every joint of you every day." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, saying subhanallah is a sadaqah, alhamdulillah sadaqah, kullu tahmidatin sadaqah, kullu tasbihatin sadaqah, and so on. It is considered to be sadaqah. Saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar is a sadaqah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amrun bil ma'rufi wa nahyun anil munkar is a sadaqah. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil even is a sadaqah. In the other narration of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you help a person to ride his mount, is considered to be a sadaqah. Look at this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here is what? Is widening the scope of sadaqah. Is not limited to the money that you give. Why is this? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to tell us that those poor people who cannot, who do not have surplus or do not have money to give as a sadaqah, they can give other forms of sadaqah by helping others, by being charitable to others.
Of course.
And this is the meaning of al-yadul ulya, the upper hand. Because the upper hand is the hand that gives, that provides. And once we have more upper hand than lower hands, we will see what? We will see improve in the welfare system.
Of course.
And Ramadan is a very noble opportunity for us, my dear respected brothers and sisters, to improve the welfare system. How can we improve the welfare system? The welfare system improves by a charity with its full capacity. And the charity in its full capacity starts from the heart. Yes. When the person wants to be charitable to others.
Definitely.
And if I may
emphasize
on this point, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of people is what? Is who? Is the best for people.
Yes.
Look, in the hadith that we mentioned in the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam widened the scope of what? Of sadaqah. That all charitable activities considered to be sadaqah, even if you do not give anything. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here in this hadith, he confirms that in the other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu ma'rufin sadaqah." Any good deed is considered to be sadaqah. Then in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of people is the best for people." The best for people normally is the one who gives them, the one who helps them, the one who is charitable to them, the one who is cheerful to them, the one who is nice to them.
And so true.
We would like to ask all of our brothers and sisters to try to give a charity in this month of Ramadan and to give this charity in its full capacity.
Definitely.
Not just the pocket money
of
that
course.
People give.
Exactly. Dr. Hatham, it's so true. What I hear from this is magnificent. And I just want to stress what you're trying to say to us, or I guess what you are saying to us, okay, look, if you haven't got the financial stability to give financially, then you have to give by other means. Could this be like, for example, if you have earrings, gold earrings, or you have meat, or something like this, could you give this?
Of course. This is other than the good activities that we can do,
yes.
And that can be, that are considered as sadaqah. But as you said, in fact, there is amazing hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once came to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they slaughtered a sheep.
Right.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to eat from that sheep. And he said, give us some food, give us some of the meat of this sheep. She said, ذَهَبَ كُلُّهَا. He said, she said, ذَهَبُ كُلُّهَا. Most of it gone, Ya Rasulullah. We gave it as a sadaqah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, بَقِيَ كُلُّهَا. Most of it remained. Not most of it gone. No, most of it remained. Remained as what? Because of the reward of it.
Yes, obviously the reward.
If we consume it, it will go. It will be really gone.
Yes.
But if we give it as a charity, Allah will keep it for us and Allah will increase it for us.
Yes.
That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, most of it is remaining. Not, you cannot say most of it has gone. And also in the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, don't belittle any amount of sadaqah that you give to your neighbor. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ was addressing women, addressing women in particular. Don't belittle any amount of meat or food. Or, you know, the hoof of the
yes.
sheep.
Yes. Hoof? Yeah, it's called the hoof.
Hoof.
Yes.
Sorry. Hoof of the sheep. Don't belittle to give it as a sadaqah to your neighbor.
SubhanAllah.
Because this hoof can be cooked. And at that time, because, you know, of poverty, etc., until now, people eat it.
We eat it now.
Yes, of course. In Egypt, it is a well-known meal. But anyway, the Prophet ﷺ said, don't belittle hoof of a sheep to be given as a sadaqah.
Exactly.
So anything can be given a sadaqah. And see, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told women that if you give sadaqah from the money of your husband, and the husband is accepting this, it will be sadaqah for him, and it will be sadaqah for you as well.
Definitely.
In another amazing hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you have a farm with fruit, if that birds eat from your farm, provided that you accept it and you say alhamdulillah, okay, you accept it and you are not saying, oh, they are eating the fruit, and start being annoyed because of this and not happy, and you wish if they did not eat it, if that feeling is not there, it will be considered as a sadaqah for you. So look at this.
It's definitely true, Doctor. I just want to share a point with you. When we're mentioning giving sadaqah, I had a personal experience here in Egypt. Alhamdulillah, you know, God gave me the strength to be here. But when you see some people that do need your support, and it's very difficult to distinguish who does need your support, because there are many people here. However, I saw one person, and obviously he was mentally challenged. And I went to him, and I started to give. He recognized this, and he said, no, no. And I thought, why is he declining this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I grabbed his hand, and I took him to the nearest store, and he was pointing food, like this. Neither of us could speak. I can't speak Arabic. And, you know, may God guide him and guide me even more. He pointed to the food, and I felt so humble. It was like, it was amazing. It was so shocking for me to I wanted to take him home.
See, that's why giving a charity, subhanAllah, is very important.
Definitely.
And it is very important for the Muslim community not to leave any person under the line of poverty, full stop.
Yes.
Ramadan is a very important opportunity for this. This is the real philosophy of Ramadan.
Definitely.
Is that the people, it changed their attitude. The people, it changed some of their morals, bad akhlaq, bad characters that they have, such as being stingy, miser, very tight. The Prophet ﷺ said, he is not among us the one who stays over and his neighbor is hungry.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Doctor. That's all we have time for right now in this part. Well, I guess, guys at home, dear viewers, what we're trying to say here is remember the importance of sadaqah. We're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back to The Philosophy of Fasting. Doctor, before the break, we were talking about, you know, sadaqah, and I want to take this opportunity right now to talk about sadaqah al-fitr. What is the difference between sadaqah and sadaqah al-fitr?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. See, we have sadaqah in general.
Right.
Sadaqah can be obligatory and can be voluntarily.
Right.
The obligatory sadaqah is of two types. The normal zakah, the yearly zakah.
Right.
For those who have a certain amount of savings.
Mm.
And we have the other zakah, which is the zakah that has to be paid in Ramadan before Eid. This zakah is a special form of zakah that is known as zakatul fitr.
Right.
Zakatul fitr or sadaqatul fitr.
Okay.
Why? Because it is linked to fitr. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the wisdom of zakatul fitr in hadith ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam obliged zakatul fitr for two reasons. Okay? Mm. The Prophet ﷺ obliged Zakatul Fitr as a purification from the fast, a purification for the past, for the fasting person from vain speech and indecent activities.
Right.
Okay? Vain speech, foul speech,
yes,
bad speech, bad language that he used during his fasting.
Right.
Here and there, maybe some statements that came from him, and so on.
For sure.
And indecent activities, okay, that he carried, that that he carried out during his fasting, that cannot be considered as acts that nullify his fast.
Okay.
And that might not be seen as major sins.
I see.
So as a purification from those, okay, as well as the second wisdom behind Zakat al-Fitr, as what? As tu'mah lil-masakin. Tu'mah means food for the poor people before the day of Eid.
I see.
In the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, أغنوهم عن السؤال قبل يوم العيد. Make them self-sufficient.
Right.
In terms of food, in terms of eating, before the day of Eid.
See.
See, you can see that zakah, or money zakah, or wealth zakah, has some different purposes. Some of those purposes or purposes of zakah are similar to the purpose of Zakat al-Fitr. But some are different. So there are unique rulings for zakah in general, and there are certain specific rulings for Zakat al-Fitr. One specific ruling regarding Zakat al-Fitr is that the time of it is linked to what? Is linked to Eid. So yes, it is before Eid. And one of its main purposes is that the people, the poor people, will not beg people money to eat, for eating,
yes,
not for clothing, not for other things, to eat, because this is the main need for human beings.
Definitely.
Is to have their stomachs full before the day of Eid. That is the purpose of Zakat al-Fitr. So also we would like to mention that Zakat al-Fitr, Zakat al-Fitr has some other qualities.
Right.
Such as Zakat al-Fitr has to be given as food.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said that the main purpose of it is food, to feed,
exactly,
poor people, other than as a purification. Mm-hmm. So it has to be given as food for the poor people. Mm. The normal zakah is to be given from the wealth itself.
Okay.
So if you have gold or silver, you should give zakah for gold and silver from the gold and silver itself.
I see.
If you have other types of money, such as cash, whatever, cash in pounds,
yes,
cash
savings,
in dollars, cash in other currency, you need to give it from that currency or what is equivalent to that currency.
I see.
You know, zakah is obligatory on cattles.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to give zakah from cattles themselves. But here, the zakah of fitr, it should be given as what? As food.
Yes.
According to the majority of scholars, according to Shafi'i, Maliki, and Hanbali school of thought. Now the Hanafis, they allowed it to be given as what? As money. Now, this is their opinion. However, the opinion of the Jumhur goes in tandem with the prophetic statements.
Yes.
And with the wisdom of Zakat al-Fitr even. Because the purpose of Zakat al-Fitr is not like the purpose, is not fully like the purpose of the normal zakah. And that's why they said Zakat al-Fitr, according to the other ahadith, is meant only to provide food, to provide, to fill the stomachs of people, either before the day of Eid, or they can have food for the rest of their year.
Yes.
Only food. Now the other zakah will serve and will fulfill the other requirements for the poor people, such as clothing, if they need clothing, if they need, for example, shelter, if they need a house, and so on.
Yes.
Okay?
Of course.
So there are differences. Because here, people always discuss this issue. Why don't we give Zakat al-Fitr as money?
Right.
We say that this is an act of ibadah, and this is a different act of ibadah. We have to understand the spirit of this ibadah and the spirit of this ibadah. And there are differences between those two ibadat. And hence, this ibadah should be done according to the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this ibadah should be done according to the other instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are some of the differences. In fact, there is one more difference, if I may say.
Yes, of course.
The zakat al-mal, the normal zakah of money, of wealth or properties, is linked to the money. But zakat al-fitr that is given before the Eid time is linked to the personality, to the individuals. Okay? And as a result of this, what happens is that if you are living in a place, then you should give zakah, the zakatul fitr, wherever you live.
I see.
But zakatul mal, if your wealth in a country, for example, you live here in Egypt, and your money, part of it is in England.
Yes.
Another part, let us say, in America.
Yes.
Okay. Then, technically speaking, the money that you have in Britain or the zakah of the money that is in Britain should be given in Britain.
Right.
The zakah on the money that is in America should be given in America, technically speaking.
Yes, I understand.
But now there is a discussion if Britain and America are rich countries and there are hardly any poor people. Should we give zakah, the normal zakah, there or not? But I just want to explain one of the main differences between the zakah of fitr and the normal zakah. Mm. The normal zakah is linked to the wealth itself.
Yes.
So the nature of the wealth and wherever the wealth is.
Of course.
But zakat al-fitr is linked to the person. So that's why it should be given as food. And moreover, it is linked to where the person resides.
SubhanAllah.
These are some other differences between both. And that's why people should not discuss this issue always. Oh, shall we give zakat al-fitr as money? Why not? People now are self-sufficient, or people are not in need for food, etc. So we should not give it as food. We say no. These are two different ibadat that have to be dealt with differently.
That's it. I'm so sorry, Sheikh. We've run out of time. I've got so many more questions that I want to ask you. Inshallah, I may be able to have a chance next time to ask you these questions. Thank
Inshallah.
You so
no
much
problem.
For joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah khair.
Well, again, dear viewers, brothers and sisters, I hope you've actually taken hint of what the Dr. Hatham al-Haddad has to say. And until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.